actually driving it, it's fine. It has space. Yeah. It is has a reasonable engine.
It has a decent amount of headroom.
Yeah.
I'll say.
It's definitely not the worst rental car I've ever gotten, but man, did I have a viscerally bad reaction to it the second I saw it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, Kia.
It's kind of a little shitbox.
It is a little shitbox. This thing is a shitbox.
It's bigger than that Ford Focus up there, right?
That's an Escape.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. That is an Escape.
I think it's about the same size. It just has a little more tall room in the back because it's more square, okay. Whereas this is more rounded off.
Yeah, more tapered.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, sometimes you go to the rental car office and they randomly give you a fucking Challenger, and sometimes you go there, ask for a compact, and they give you this thing. I don't know. I don't know what anything is anymore. Yeah. I don't understand how cars are classified at this point.
Does it actually get the satellite radio, or is it just it's capable of it? Do you know if the subscription is turned on?
I don't think the subscription is turned on.
Nah.
It usually isn't in rentals, as far as I can tell.
They were having a free preview for a while where some channels were actually listenable, including rural radio.
Ah, yes.
Which last week they were playing Rodeo.
Oh.
It was very big.
Nice.
If you're into programming that was clearly not meant to be heard in an audio-only format.
Right. It feels like the kind of thing I would turn on when I was playing American Truck Simulator.
Yeah. Well, no, they have a separate channel that's all for truckers. Called, like, Road... I forget what it's called, but...
I'm just saying, you know, for some different flavor.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
I would want, like, a really hardcore right-wing, you know, Christian talk radio thing to listen to. I would want the rural radio for all my rodeo needs.
Yeah, and it's a lot of agriculture news.
Yeah,
as well.
So that's great. That's exactly what I want. And then, you know, turn on the country station, get some Merle Haggard going. It's great. That's the exact environment. That is the vibe I want for that game.
Their country stations and Christian stations kind of blend together. They're all clustered together over the course of like six or seven channels. Of like, suddenly goes from like country to rebel country to outlaw country to modern country to Y2 country, which is a great name
that
for
is
a
really
station.
Good.
And then it becomes like bluegrass, and then like you just turn the dial one more, and it's like it is explicitly about God.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, what happened? Oh, right.
I would love to know the formula that they apply to their station listings, like the way that they sort of like vibe that out so that they get the maximum, like, this is my cluster of stations, and this is what I listen to.
I think there's some element, like, you can go through the rock stations. And they get harder as you turn to the right.
That makes sense.
And then eventually it becomes... Eventually you go from the fucking action sports station, which is no longer has Tony Hawk's name directly on it.
Okay.
And then you turn one more and it's reggae. And then suddenly you're in the hip-hop. And then suddenly you're in the electronic music. So it's like this weird thing where it's like... In some ways it makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh, it totally does. Because reggae is obviously the bridge between hard rock and hip-hop.
Yes, definitely. And, like, you know, a station that probably specializes in playing Sublime multiple times a day is the station you want just to the left of the reggae station.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This guy says, I mean, give me some reggae. That's what he says.
I unfortunately can't make the sounds necessary to emulate that Guns N' Roses thing, but I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Give me some reggae.
Yes. It's misty and almost raining.
Yes.
And it has not been like that before today.
I brought it with me, I'm sorry.
I'm into it.
I know that there's a drought, so I thought, you know, maybe I would do my part, help out a little bit. Unfortunately, my powers don't go beyond gentle mist.
That's fine. You are like a gentle mist.
I am. Like, just wet enough to be unpleasant, but not wet enough to really soak in.
Exactly. Did you see this fucking Paragon thing they're selling this week?
What are they selling? Wait, is that game out?
No, but they are selling a retail disc for $60 this week.
Wait a minute. The game is not
Paragon
out.
Paragon Essentials Edition. A, that game is not out. B, that game is seems to be, like be, it'll be a free-to-play game. C, a retail disc is on sale for $60 this week. Assemble these things into something that makes sense. Go.
I can't. It doesn't. Yeah. None of that pieces together at all.
It gives you access to the closed beta.
Uh-huh.
Right away.
Yes.
And $60 worth of currency and skins and shit to use.
Okay, so you're getting in-game items and things that you would otherwise have to pay that amount of money. Okay, that makes a little more sense, but that framing still is terrible.
Yeah, so you can buy into it digitally right now. And they were letting people in for free for a long time of just like, hey, sign up on our site and we'll let you play Paragon. So if you were in that wave, you can play Paragon with spending zero money.
Okay.
But then they were like, oh, if you buy one of our Founders packs or whatever, you get access to the beta immediately.
Okay.
And then now they are extending that to a physical form, which I think is fucking crazy.
That is crazy. I wonder if that's one of those, like, retailers begging for stuff to put on shelves. Please just give us something. This game might be big. People seem to, like, be buying Overwatch a lot. Give us something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. People seem to like Paragon. People that get into Paragon seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, I haven't played it at all, so I have no real opinion of it other than I know it's the other one of those.
It is more explicitly a MOBA than even Battleborn is.
Okay.
Like, it's lanes, it's, you know, it's stuff. It's...
Yeah, that's probably going to keep me from going there then.
Right, and Cocoon Moon says Lawbreakers is the one where they swear. Also accurate.
Wait, that isn't Agents of Mayhem?
No, Agents of Mayhem is a different game where they swear.
Okay.
Agents of Mayhem is a...
That game looks more like Brute Force than...
Yes, yeah. Let's maybe put it more in that camp. It's an open world game with multiple playable characters.
Yeah. I don't know, the trailer was alright.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Like, people were shitting on it.
That dude said ahoy, motherfucker.
That guy did say ahoy, motherfucker, which is stupid.
Yeah. His name's Ishmael, and he's got a fucking whale spear.
Really?
Like,
his name's Ishmael?
I think his name's Ishmael.
I don't know. That's too much. I also like that it is kind of a weird futuristic take on Saints Row.
Totally. Takes place in the universe.
Yes, like in the universe, like here's what happened to the Saints kind of thing.
The Saints Row cinematic universe.
Right.
Whatever. I'm totally into the idea of them trying something different. And, you know, they can always go back to Saints Row if this doesn't pan out. I think a break from Saints Row is not a bad idea.
I think they need it real bad. I think that with the way the last Saints Row ended...
I think they'd have to kind of start over with that series a little bit.
Yeah.
It would have to be a new group of characters that, you know, maybe were part of the same gang or whatever, but they would have to probably branch out beyond the existing plot threads that they've had for a while.
Yes.
Because I don't know how you really top, like, fucking Alien Invasion, fucking Matrix shit.
Unless right. Once everyone has all the power in the world and they're time traveling by the end of that game, like what, you know, unless you do a time travel game where you are fucking up shit in the past with laser weapons.
Yep.
And Keith David.
Yeah. Well, the obvious connection is in the next one has to still be Keith David. He's the only character that recurs in the next one.
There's always a Keith David.
Yes.
Last time you were here, were you here when we were on this first floor?
You had just moved.
Okay.
They were just moving.
Yeah, so it was
for
game of the year.
I was there for the pack up.
Okay, yeah.
So I haven't actually worked out of that floor yet.
I think we'll have to put you at the wrestle desk.
That's fine. That feels true to my personal brand.
Yeah. It's where Dan's Money in the Bank briefcase lives.
Okay.
Along with Goldberg monster truck and some other terrible shit.
That's fine. I'm cool with all of that. Fucking Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Goldberg. Goldberg's back, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which I, you know, like, yeah, they put that trailer out, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's the thing they could do, and then Dan pointed out that he was in the game, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's
and,
the...
And they had the Lesnar match in there.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. So it's like, oh, well, what... What? Who gives a shit, then? Like, I barely gave one before, but...
I wonder if they're finally going to pull the trigger on that WCW-focused...
like story a story mode? Yeah, I think a rise and fall of WCW story mode would be...
Like they've been talking about that since Ledesma was still there.
Oh, is he not there anymore?
Oh, he hasn't been there for like 2 years, man. They let him go not too long after the buyout. Like, he finished 2K14, and then they kindly showed him the door.
And yet the games are still... awful.
And have arguably gotten worse.
It's almost like he might not have been the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can only care so much about a wrestling video game.
Yeah.
On account of it will be a bad fucking video game that is not worth playing.
Yeah.
Because they will still have Yuke's make it.
One day that might change. It does currently feel like they are trying to find ways to wean off of that relationship by bringing more and more stuff in-house at Visual Concepts. I'm just not 100% convinced that Visual Concepts cares about wrestling at all. Like, they're doing it because they have the license, and they're like, okay, well, we can do this, but...
Right, yeah. That seems like a game made by people that are trying to not spend money.
Yep.
Because it will make money regardless, and they just need to not spend all the money they're going to make.
It's almost like they discovered the secret of what THQ realized was that they can just put out the same shit every year and people will buy it.
Right.
Like, even EA Sports isn't quite that crass about their shit these days, you know?
Yeah.
Ah, well. I have finally learned to just stop asking about the 2K Sports stuff at E3. It just doesn't go there anymore.
But they just don't show it at all.
Yeah.
Haven't they started talking about basketball though? Don't they have a cover?
They might have a cover.
I think they have a cover.
But that's it. They're not, and it sounds like they will not be having playable there for that or wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, they never have wrestling there in much of any form.
Yep.
Some people here are saying that Roger Goodell has passed away.
What?
And that it could potentially be a Twitter hack, but...
What?
But that is out there right now.
What? That can't possibly be real. Not that I... What? That feels like a hack.
Yeah, like, it seems like no one else is reporting it. It is just this NFL Twitter account.
You heard about Kimbo's slice, though, right?
Yep, I did. Yeah, 3 minutes ago, we were going to inform our fans that our commissioner, Roger Goodell, has passed away. He was 57. #RIP. That reads like a fucking...
Yep.
Hastily fucking hacked Twitter posted message.
Like, there's no way
they would have a link or something.
And they would not put #RIP in that.
Yeah. I guess someone hacked Tenacious D's Twitter account and posted that Jack Black had passed away.
Well, good to know this isn't... This is a theme. Yeah, they would have a news story up for that, and also probably TMZ would have scooped them on that.
Yeah, the idea that the NFL would be able to announce that news...
before anyone else got a hold of it.
Seems unlikely, but... Yeah, we'll see. Sir, see Mills like eggs on a monolith.
the bleacher in an app, I'm getting more in peace and low sport and leisure. Hi, Peggy. I was 10, chewing on a sweet tart. Little brother left field, Queen's card, mean arm, knees bent.
Yep, tweet is apparently gone now.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, that... That feels like a thing someone who hacked an NFL Twitter account would do.
Right, yeah.
Because, I mean, fuck Roger Goodell.
Wishful thinking in some weird way.
Yeah. Not that I wish that man dead, I just wish him out of his job.
Yeah.
Though whatever hack they put in his place wouldn't be any better, I'm sure.
Football is a big business.
It is an extremely big business.
It has to serve the needs of it as a big business.
Yep. It has many masters. 32, you might say.
Mm. What if there was an alternative? What if there was an alternative football league?
Oh, yeah?
That put the fun back in football. That got a little more extreme.
Mm. Mm.
A little more...
You mean like arena football?
No. I'm saying like something like... It's a little more smash mouth than that.
Oh, man, what you're talking about sounds like something that you would need, like, a sort of pro-wrestling sensibility to make
almost,
happen.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like a pro-wrestling sensibility to football.
Well, it's a shame, you know, because Vince McMahon obviously has no interests outside of the WWE, and I'm not sure, you know, it's not like Dixie Carter's going to come along with something like this. So, I mean, like, who could do it?
Well, what if, like, I mean, maybe you could get Vince McMahon interested if you had the cooperation of, like... I don't know, like a TV network or something like that. What if they were interested in kind of helping with that?
What TV network would possibly want to challenge the NFL?
I don't know, like, well, where's the NFL broadcast? Like, CBS has a lot of it.
Yeah, CBS.
You know, well, what if like NBC or somebody came along and they were like, you know, because NBC, they already have a relationship with the WWE for some of that stuff. Like, maybe it would make sense for...
This is actually where the bit falls apart, because now the NFL is actually on every major network now.
Right, yeah.
Technically, it's ESPN and not ABC, but ABC still does the playoffs, so...
Yeah. Sorry if you guys talked about it, but is there any expectation that Bungie may announce something out of left field? No.
Yeah, I maybe they'll be at the Shiniv Halo 5 stuff?
No, I mean, that stuff seems to be legit.
Yeah.
So,
and that's their thing this year.
I would assume so, yeah. I mean, they haven't announced that at all, yeah. But they've done trademark stuff, and there's been some leaks, and that just seems like... It'll be that.
Yeah, you can't have a second Destiny. That's just not a thing.
Make that work into the lore of... No, that's kind of as more pieces of the show fall into place via leaks and other stuff, like, I think that there will be some fascinating announcements that come out of the press conferences and some fascinating omissions that you think should have been at the press conference that are not there, but... I think in terms of, like, stuff from third parties and stuff like that, I don't think it's going to be that, like outside of the press conference, outside of Monday,
yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a terribly exciting show. Unless you like VR.
Do I? No, I do like VR, but also I don't own any VR devices. I don't know when I will.
Yeah.
I am curious to see how much time Sony actually dedicates to PlayStation VR on the stage, considering how weird the PlayStation event thing was last time, and also how nobody seems to have figured out how to put that kind of thing on a stage yet.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's happening is as more people do get their hands on headsets of different sorts, like at some point the story becomes easier to tell because more people have tried it and more people can speak to it. To that aspect of it, so
right.
You can show it and people can kind of start to understand like what a VR game might look like or
yeah.
How it might play.
What that experience might be like. Also, this is not a great spot for bikers.
No, these assholes on these bikes are assholes. The NFL account is still hacked and people are not posting. Boy, I said Roger Goodell has died. Don't delete that tweet. Is that real? Whatever. But yeah, there are a lot of interesting and cool things happening around video games, and I just don't know that E3 is going to be the place for some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Anymore.
That is definitely the vibe I am getting. Some of that is even just based on, like, finding out who's going to be there and who isn't, and who is bailing as early as possible, and who is staying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you doing the guest booking and going, like, Thursday? Nope, I'm not there. I'm gone.
Yep.
Oh, well, aren't you... Oh, wait. You seem like you would normally be at this thing.
Yep.
Till the bitter end.
Yep.
But yeah, between seeing, like, you know, Dead Rising 4 logos and shit like that happen a couple days ago, and this Injustice 2 stuff this morning, you know, it's just a lot of the particulars of lineups seem to be, and I don't know, I don't know if all of that stuff is true or not, but
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the Injustice thing is true.
Oh yeah, that's
Boone's been out there, like, very adorably being like, oh yeah. Look at these rumors about Injustice 2, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Dead Rising 4, man.
Oh, yeah. 3 was good, man. It's not a bad, you know.
Like, it was
neat.
It was all right. I don't know. It didn't quite do it for me the way it seemed to do it for a lot of other people.
I agree with you, but I was happy that it existed.
Yeah.
Like, there were some cool things about it that I wish that it would, you know, that if they build off of the things from 3, I think they could do some stuff. But,
yeah, there were just a lot of parts of that game I really didn't have any fun with at all.
And then, like, yesterday, some stuff started going around about a Skyrim remaster.
That's been rumored forever, though.
Yeah, but I feel like it started going around in a more, like, that seems way more believable to me right now with where Fallout 4 is at and the things that they would likely do.
Yeah.
Like, put in their console mod stuff into those games.
That makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. That feels like probably the right move for them, but also just not a thing I'm at all interested in.
Yep. Yeah. Skyrim runs pretty well on a PC as it is, and Skyrim was the point where I felt like I was starting to become done with those games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that I need that, especially this soon.
Curious to see what they'll have for Doom there.
I bet it's multiplayer DLC, because they've already sold a season pass based on that.
Way to focus on the part of that game that is not actually that interesting.
Yep.
Like, it's not terrible. Like, I played some matches of it, and it's like, it's fine. It just, I don't.
It's the opposite of the campaign. It does not feel like Doom in precisely the same ways that the campaign manages to feel precisely like Doom.
Yeah. And whereas the campaign in the places where it doesn't feel like Doom manages to be awesome,
yeah,
still,
yeah,
I don't know, the multiplayer just doesn't have any fucking, it's like, got no verve.
Totally. They pull from Call of Duty and some, like, modern console shooters in some bad ways. They sacrifice a lot of the fucking speed and fucking, like, weapon strength of original Doom.
Yeah. I genuinely think Bethesda did not actually know what they had on their hands with that game.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I bet they did mock reviews that came in lower than what they got.
And I don't think they ever thought that the single player was going to be anything more than just, like, you know, a curiosity for hardcore Doom players, and that was kind of it.
Right.
And they thought the multiplayer was going to be that thing's legs.
Or if it had a chance at legs, it would come from the multiplayer.
Yeah.
So that's... The Snapmap stuff, like, is kind of cool, because, like, that is four-player deathmatch. Like, that is the... Some form of the classic Doom multiplayer, like, exists hidden deep within Snapmap, but at the same time, like, you still have to push buttons to pick the weapons, and, like, it's just still... It's not enough. It's not enough. But also, I don't think that, like, single-player DLC is something that would be valuable for Doom as much as a full sequel to Doom would be.
Sure. I mean, I think there's some fun stuff you could do there, but yeah. If your goal is to keep people playing that game for a long time, then of course you would focus on the multiplayer. I just don't think they're going to be successful at that.
Yep.
That's right. I'll tell you all about Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
I hear it's more like Middling's Edge Catalyst.
You're not wrong. I don't know. There are some cool things in that game, but they are not as plentiful as the things I found kind of exasperating about it.
Mm.
They made a really cool jungle gym to run around in and then populated it with a lot of stuff that isn't that interesting to actually do.
Hashtag Skate4.
Yep.
Oh, that's way worse. Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, that's much more offensive.
That's disgusting on a lot of levels.
And also, that's going to be my review tagline now.
No,
patent pending. It's fine. I took it.
I will edit it out. I'm not going to let you use that. Because it is too much.
Damn you on this day.
Is this street open? Okay, it is. It was closed yesterday, so I had to go around.
Ah, I see.
And with that, we're going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to go do work stuff. So everybody have a good Tuesday. And yeah, we'll be back soon.